brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here, live in Austin, and Alex is on the streets of Dallas. And he's talking to some dangerous thought criminals. You know, people who actually think. People have opinions. What we see happening here, he's standing just a few feet away from where they had to remove the X that marks the spot where Kennedy was killed, because we don't want people to look too closely at the details. We don't want them to look too preposterous, too close to the preposterous details that they're trying to feed us about this. They've been lying to us for 50 years.
Right. That's right. I'm here with Ron Washington, who I've met off and on for more than 10 years coming here. He's out here many days a week with his newspapers that have a lot of really good information in them for the public. Hold that up, Mr. Washington, so folks can see that. And I was just pointing out, you know, the mayor said we're not allowed to sell stuff or hand out papers or have signs, but everybody's here in defiance. Bring McAdoo over here with the posters. Everybody is here in defiance. I'm here in defiance. I will push my First Amendment. But see, we're media, so they leave us alone. But when they catch you alone with the stuff, they say you can't. In fact, I've been told a lot of you guys, there's been lawsuits over the fact they try to stop you from handing out literature.
Right. But Mr. Groden has won that lawsuit, and he's a good friend of mine of over 21 years, and he's co-authored with Oliver Stone. He's back there in the back, and he's won that suit, lawsuit for our rights to sell freedom of speech.
That's right, and but it shows how the mayor's still trying to lie to everybody else and say that nobody has free speech. It is outrageous. They need to move to North Korea.
Agreed.
All right, thanks for talking to us, sir.
All right, thank
you. God bless you, Mr. Washington. Absolute thought criminal. I'm one as well. And look at this. Look at this. They got some senior police over there. I'm going to talk to the cops. Here, watch this. Ladies and gentlemen. Officers, look, I have signs. First Amendment, I'm evil. Thought criminal in America, I have signs, I'm bad. I'm defying Kim Jong-un, the Dallas mayor. I'm defying the mayor of North Korea. I have the signs. I'm a thought criminal. Look at this. I'm engaging. I'm almost as bad as people that went and sat at the lunch counters in defiance of not being able to eat the lunch counters. Oh, my goodness. I mean, look how evil. Look how incredibly evil. Wow, look at the fog in the buildings over there, folks. Come over and get a shot of this. Come on in here. Come on in here, Josh. Look at that shot. That is incredible. Do the clouds have a permit to be up there? I mean, does the mayor authorize those clouds? Like a beautiful sunset's like a novel or a movie. It's artwork. Does the mayor authorize that speech without his authorization? Again, this is a serious issue. How long are we going to break here? Okay. We got 2 minutes. So minute and a half. What do you have to say, Gucciardi?
The reality is they're afraid of us. Otherwise, they would have actually came and started something. When we were walking past, there's some senior officers there. You can tell they're pretty high level. There was one officer that was immediately, she got her radios. We have a problem here. And then they all flocked in.
We have slaves with pamphlets. Look at that guy. He's got some of our flyers, the 30,000. You're not handing those out in America, are you? Oh, no.
Exactly. Yesterday, everyone came out, and they were amazed that people would even have signs. That's why they didn't know what to do. And they were like, well, I said, arrest us all then.
In America, the police are like, you have signs out? That's not what you do in free countries.
But this is just like the Alamo. They're standing down against their city ordinance that they claim trumps the First Amendment. And we're doing it anyway. They're afraid of us because we're the real media, and they know they'll lose the battle.
They want us to go away and then violate everybody's rights in the background. They don't want to front-on fight.
And look at the limp, so-called mainstream real media. They're over there in their tents, like, flopping around, waiting to just broadcast the official story. We're out here gorilla.
They're completely drunk.
Oh, yeah. Just doing absolutely nothing, waiting for little interviews with the top people that are going to, you know, spew rhetoric. We're here on the street gorilla style, just getting all this information, just talking to people, the real reality of it. And the mainstream media's in there just flopping around, doing nothing.
Thought criminals, 50th anniversary tomorrow. We'll be here, Infowars.com. We're going to go to the grassy knoll and talk to other thought criminals. And we will even discover the prostitute, Decepticon, state-run media, and its natural habitat of gin and tonic, rolling around waiting for CFR members to come spew BS in their face. Question them, they will call you a conspiracy theorist. Oh, no, not that.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm live here in the studio. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And the people in Dallas, the police, the mayor, are doing everything they can to shut down free speech, to contain it, to exclude anyone who might have a different story other than the official story, anyone who might ask any questions. But Alex has a lot of questions. He has questions for the police. How do you have the authority to do this? And he's walking around trying to engage them, but it appears that they don't want to engage, do they, Alex?
That's right, and I'm right below the school book depository building where there's no way, when you see it from the other side of the street, that you could fire out of that window.
That's right.
Through these trees at the angle that he's there. Am I good, David?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. I'm sure you're saying something. So we're here, ladies and gentlemen, live broadcasting from outside Dealey Plaza. They blocked off. They're reportedly going to block it off even more this evening and in the morning, but there's a lot of threats of lawsuits being filed. And Leanne McAdoo has got some folks here that have been coming out here for 49 years and have always been allowed into the memorial and have been part of the memorial, but are now not allowed to. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to go up on the grassy knoll. But if you're a listener and you know the criminal elements killed JFK, you're like, well, we already know this. I know this too. I wouldn't be here except that the mayor last year said, I've decided no free speech. I've decided only if you agree with the official story. You can read all his quotes. No cameras anywhere downtown. No signs. No handing anything out. We'll arrest you. And the cops showed up last night and threatened to arrest us. I yelled at them because I really got genuinely mad. They left, came back with riot police. We were already gone. But Rob New was there. So we're broadcasting for 3 days on 104.1, which is Liberty Radio. That's on an open frequency. We're transmitting the voice of Liberty back into America in occupied FEMA Region 6 here in Dallas, Texas. And that's why we're doing that, to stand up. Desperate attacks by the globalists on free speech must be met with desperate measures. And we'd have 5 to 6 aircraft in the air right now if it wasn't for this fog that we paid for, towing the big banners, JFK Truth, Infowars.com, JFK Truth, on the other half of the banners, obviously was going to say 104.1, and they may still get up today or tomorrow, but regardless, everyone in Dallas who's listening on the internet, we used to have an affiliate, 10,000 watt, they switched formats, so we're not on in Dallas right now. We're on 590 in Austin that you can hear up here, but we're not actually on an official station in Dallas. We're on the internet, dominating here in Dallas, obviously. So everybody that's in Dallas, you just call their friends and family, tell them about 104.1, Truth, Liberty, JFK Truth Radio. If you're listening to this transmission or watching us on the internet, you are the resistance. And Leanne McAdoo, fellow thought criminal, with these illegal, they say their ordinance trumps the First Amendment, JFK Truth signs, the establishment killed me 50 years ago. Now they're trying to kill free speech, is what Kennedy's saying here. The people are fighting back. And Leanne McAdoo, you're here with some of the folks who've been down here for 40-plus years, now being shut out. Leanne McAdoo, take over the interview.
I'm here with the ultimate thought criminal. This is Pete Johnson. He works with the Coalition on Political Assassinations. They have been coming here for 49 years to hold a moment of silence for a president that they beloved and that they wanted to hold a candle and say, this is not over. We need to keep this open and get to the truth. How did you feel when they said, you've been coming here for 49 years, but this year, this most momentous year, you can't be here?
Well, we felt like we were not going to be silenced. That's obviously what the effort was, to silence conspiracy theorists off the grassy knoll, which is a quote. So in response, we are passing out leaflets, much as you're doing, to get the word out that that we're just not going to be silenced. But COPA has been coming here for 49 years, started by Penn Jones, one of the original researchers, one of the original truth tellers, taken over by John Judge. And we have a serious conference here for 50 years now that delves into the inner details of the assassination. We know, like you know, that that Kennedy was killed by the national security state at the highest level, and we're just not going to let them silence us.
So what did the mayor and the people here with the 50th committee, what did they tell you? What was their reasoning for having to have the conspiracy theorists silenced?
Well, of course, they didn't officially give us any reason, but we have gotten notes of the official meetings and that kind of thing. But at first, they told us that the whole plaza would be blocked off for a week before and a week after, that we needed to apply for a permit, but we couldn't do it more than a year ahead. But then when we did it on the first day of the year, they said they'd given the whole permit to the book depository, quote-unquote, museum. And then later they realized that that wasn't going to fly legally, so the museum passed it back off to the city. There's a committee in charge of this that the mayor basically claims it's up to the committee, and the committee points back to the mayor, and it's ridiculous, but it's obvious. And there's quotes in our paper and other places about, you know, the purpose of this is to keep conspiracy theory off the knoll.
But you are still planning on holding a moment of silence, as you have been doing for 49 years.
The mayor graciously gave us the opportunity to have a moment of silence at a parking lot over here somewhere at 12:30, and then has promised to let us on the knoll when their event is over at 2:30. That remains to be seen whether we'll actually get up there later in the afternoon tomorrow.
Sir, I like your shirt. It really says it all. 50 years in denial is enough. Free the files, find the truth. That's something that's important to point out, McAdoo, is that they're still holding on to those files. What do they have to hide?
Well, there's a lot of files that we'd like to have back, but one of them is the George Ioannidis files that Jefferson Morley's been asking for. George Ioannidis was, we think, orchestrated the logistics on the ground, but more importantly, he was the liaison between the CIA and the 1979 House Select Committee on Assassinations, and nobody knew that at the time. Nobody knew that he was involved here in Dallas in 1963. So there's a whole bunch of files relating to him, and the CIA is not letting them go. But we think that's a key. Now, of course, that's not the only files that they're holding, but certainly the files that they're still holding left, whether relating to Joan Eades or someone else, are the important ones.
All right. Well, listen, sir, thank you so much. Great job, McAdoo. We'd like to follow what you do tomorrow at 2:30 with McAdoo covering it and McBrain. Thank you so much for standing up for free speech for my family and my children. Anything else?
No. Nope. Thank you.
Website?
PoliticalAssassinations.com, OccupyTheGrassyKnoll.org, and FreePress.org.
All right, thank you very much. All right, folks, we are the real media. We know pure bull when we see it. You know, the establishment says the media is supposed to not be biased, but then they're totally biased to the establishment and whatever crap the establishment tells them to repeat. We're just common sense, real grassroots media that is fighting the globalists toe-to-toe. And if you're listening to this transmission, I'm going to say it again, folks, you are the resistance, and spread the word about it. Let's go down to the grassy knoll. Sure, brother, what's going on?
How many shots were fired, and how many bullets did they find in the limo?
I know there was more shots fired than what the establishment said from the large bulk of research. Give us your take on it.
There were a lot of shots.
But the government never lies to us.
Two of them were fired from up there.
Sir, are you going to tell me that the government lies? That's a conspiracy.
No.
They've never lied one time.
Never, not once.
Never.
Now, you was down at Waco.
Good seeing you, buddy.
Good seeing you.
Oh,
short wave. I listen to you every night.
God bless you, brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here engaging in total thought crime with our evil information that they do not want out. David Knight, you got any take on this historic coverage of the 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy by Santa Claus?
You know, right there around where you are, they're getting rid of that X that marked the spot where the shooting took place, and the preposterous explanation that they were giving for that was that they didn't want anybody to trip over it. It's a piece of tape. And that's the kind of preposterous lies that we've been fed over and over again. We got things that made absolutely no sense. It was clear that they were controlling the narrative. It was clear that they were lying to people. It was clear that they had documents that they weren't showing to people. Jim Garrison pointed out that they interrogated Lee Harvey Oswald for 12 minutes, and you can't see any notes taken of the interrogation. That's the kind of silence that they put on 50 years ago. But now they're doing that everywhere. They're doing it at political conventions. They contain free speech and demonstration in a box. And that's what they're doing right now. They're trying to exclude everybody out of the area and have some kind of a... It looks like when you're walking around, Alex, it looked like they were setting up some kind of a stage to celebrate the Hunger Games or something. I mean, it's like some kind of a phony propaganda thing.
I was just about to blurp in and say it's like the Hunger Games, and then you said it. Because it literally is a big pageant to project their BS that almost no one's buying.
It is. It's preposterous, yeah.
The scientific polls are 80 to 91%. Now they've got polls out going, well, the majority, 65%, don't believe it. It's like even Kerry doesn't believe it now. It's a total cave-in.
That's right.
And they're now reversing the polls to try to shovel all this BS down our throats and literally say questioning known liars is a conspiracy theory. So that's what this comes down to. It's about the free press. It's about the war between the new real press and the state-run media. Everybody out there who has a blog, a YouTube channel, whatever you see, whatever you report, you are more important than the dinosaur media. They have a history of lying and deceit and manipulation, and it's the alternative media and citizen journalists that are the cutting edge of liberty. It's an info war, and it is not a spectator sport. Everybody's got to get in the game, and more people have been getting in the game. The old corporate whore media does not want you in the game. They want you as a spectator being shoveled bull from behind the wizard's curtain. Well, we're pulling that curtain back. That's what we're doing here today, and we're restoring this republic. So America can again be an example of liberty. Not that we've ever been perfect, but now we become an example of stinking tyranny, a giant evil citadel of world corruption used by private corporations to establish planetary fraud. So we are here, ladies and gentlemen, in defiance of the globalist with David Knight in Austin, Texas. And I tell you, the mayor says you're not allowed to say you don't believe the official story. But what do you tell the mayor? I tell the mayor he can go to hell. All right, that's real media right there. I mean, look, I know Kim Jong-un's a dictator. I'll say he's one. And I know this mayor, this guy would like us all to be his slave as well. I got news for you, punk. My kids and my family and my time, my energy, and my free speech don't belong to you. So get that through your head. All right, we're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. And if you're watching this transmission or listening, you know what you are. You are the hope.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. Terraganix.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Alex is in Dallas, and he's there because they're preparing for the celebration, or I should say the commemoration, of the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination. And Alex is just walking around looking at the sets they're preparing, And it just struck me, we talked about this in the last segment, it struck me about the irony that this looks exactly like something from The Hunger Games, this carefully controlled propaganda exercise. And it was just this week that Donald Sutherland was promoting the movie, and he said he wanted to start a revolution. He wanted the younger generation to understand how they're being lied to, how they're being manipulated. Well, go there. If you're in Dallas, take a look and see what they're doing. And we've got an FM 104.1. You can use that as kind of a distributed megaphone system. Take to the streets. Shout out. Tell them what you are seeing there. Tell them that you don't want to be controlled. You don't want to be throttled. You don't want to be shoved into the side. And Alex is there right now, and that's exactly what you're seeing there, isn't it, Alex?
Absolutely. I'm about to walk up on the top of the grass, you know, and interview some of the folks up there. But you're absolutely right. It's key for people today, tomorrow, you name it, to drive around with their cars turned up all the way around crowds of people with 104.1, where we have a 10-minute loop report that goes when we're not live. But we'll be live this evening from about 4 to 6 o'clock with the march that's listed up on Infowars.com in the live JFK free speech page, where we're going to be this evening at 4 o'clock and then marching at 5 down here for free speech. It looks like the establishment's backed off from now because they realize they don't want another Tiananmen Square on their hands. They don't want to show the world what tyrants they are. They don't want cameras seeing it. They tried it. They failed so far. They tried last night. They failed. And I'm not saying all the police are evil, but they're being given evil orders. And then we've got another demonstration tomorrow, 11 a.m., and again, that park is only about 5 blocks away, and it's listed on Infowars.com. And there's also a video on Infowars.com that has a 10-minute recording on it that breaks all of that down. It's called JFK Truth Radio 104.1. So that's what's happening here. And again, this is all about free speech. This is all about the attack that's taking place on the First Amendment. And so we had to come here. I mean, just like when they're trying to restrict guns, I do open carry marches in at the Alamo with other patriots. First Amendment. We've also got the Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Fourth Amendment. It's all under massive attack. And so that's why we're here, to let them know that we're not going to put up with it. There's always a battle back and forth between those that love liberty and those that want to oppress and love tyranny. They tried to say it was illegal to have these signs out here. We're doing it. So let's go ahead now, and let's go on up here towards the grassy knoll and memorial that they built here. And they've blocked it off so that you can't get behind the picket fence where the real shots were taken. And they've got, I think that's Russian TV. We ought to get some video of that. Turn around and just show this right here. Go ahead and get a shot of this. I wonder what the foreign press is saying. It'd be interesting to talk to them. In fact, when they're done, we ought to talk to some of the foreign press and see if they're as controlled as the level of media we have here. Where are you from, bro? Belgium. You got 10 seconds to talk to me, Alex Jones here. All right. Do you believe the official story that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone?
I don't have to believe. I'm a journalist. I analyze the facts and I heard the witnesses, but I do not have to decide something.
Exactly. So, as a researcher and a citizen, do you believe the official story?
It's a belief, a personal belief, and I told you I'm a journalist and I'm here to work, so I will not give my advice, because it's my purpose.
But you don't buy it. But I mean, if I asked you if Santa Claus was real, you could say, no, he's not. Even though you're a journalist, okay, is the sky gray? Is the sky gray?
The sky is, for me, gray for this moment, yeah.
Okay, is Santa Claus real?
I still believe in St. Nicholas.
Okay, so obviously you believe then that one man killed Kennedy as well.
Maybe. I was not here, and I didn't participate at the commission.
You believe there were WMDs in Iraq?
I don't know. I was not in Iraq. I try to tell what I see and what I can.
But old journalism was actually going out and finding the truth. Nowadays, it's like you're not allowed to have an opinion. It's like, does that building have red bricks? I cannot say. Does that woman look beautiful? I cannot say. Does that food taste good? I cannot say. Is our government evil? I cannot say.
Okay. If you want that I say that it wasn't possible, I say it wasn't possible.
Okay. Absolutely.
Happy now.
But I mean, you know the truth. I mean, at a certain point, look, I mean, as a reporter, as an analyst, as a pundit, I say what I think, but I also do journalist work. There's a lot of stuff I can't say what happened. We don't know exactly why the Concorde blew up or whatever. We have ideas. We don't know why the Hindenburg blew up. But I mean, we don't know what really happened with the Maine, though we think it was a false flag. But with this, we know it's totally fake. The Gulf of Tonkin didn't happen. A year later, that's declassified. God bless you there in Belgium, sir. What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew. We'll be right back. It's the InfoWar from Dealey Plaza, the 50th anniversary. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We've got Alex is in Dallas. This is the day before the anniversary of the 50th shooting, of the 50th anniversary of the shooting of JFK. And Alex was just talking to a journalist from Belgium, and the guy really didn't want to have an opinion. He didn't really want to know. He said, I'm a journalist. I'm not supposed to know these things. Well, I wonder if he thinks it's a story when the government censors information, when the government hides information. Does he think that's a story, Alex? What do you think?
Well, he finally admitted that he knows it's impossible for Lee Harvey Oswald to do that and that the whole thing's basically a fraud. But as a, quote, journalist, he wasn't going to say that in that capacity.
Right.
He made the joke first that he believed in Santa Claus. But I have major breaking news, and I'm not going to give away who it was. It was a major of the big global three wires. There's only three. UPI used to be one of them. It was four. But there's only three. Reuters, AP, and AFP, French news agency, which is as big as AP worldwide. They got reporters all over the place. And I guess BBC's kind of a global wire that's big as well. So there's only five or six things total. I'm not going to say which one. We've been interviewed by the Dallas Morning News and the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. There's a whole bunch of newspapers talking to us during breaks and stuff. And Manly Gucciardi's doing the interviews because I'm on live on air. And he spent some time with one of these reporters, and this person, we're going to say male or female, really spilt the beans to him about what's going on. And I've been told similar things like this years ago by AP reporters and folks that, oh, my gosh, they really did kill this story. Oh, my gosh, they really did stop it. Oh, my gosh, this has never happened to me. Because they usually aren't doing politics or key events like we're seeing right here today. And for the listeners, we're going to stop at the next hour. David Knight will take over and take your calls and cover other global news and Obamacare and all the police state and the NSA things and even mainstream media admitting Obama's acting as a dictator on so many fronts. People are getting out of their denial, folks. And it's not that Obama is even the cause of all this, even though I don't like Obama the person. I didn't like George W. Bush. It's that it's just getting worse and worse. The establishment is more naked when it comes to all this and is getting away with more, but at the same time, folks are waking up more, so they just don't even care. So it's like the immovable object comes up against the invincible force. But Gucciardi, and I saw this happening. We even have a little bit of tape of it. And he said, hey, don't film this. But we've got this documented, but we're not going to blow their cover. Anthony Gucciardi, you've got the floor here for folks watching at Infowars.com/show, PrisonPlanet.tv, the huge radio audience that's out there. Tell folks, I mean, we're behind the curtain here, ladies and gentlemen, behind the Wizard of Oz Hollywood production, blowing it wide open, and that even the prostitute media, I've talked to a bunch of them off record, they're like saying, look, I agree with you. That guy from Belgium just did, under pressure. But tell folks what the major, major newswire told you.
Yeah, exactly. So we've been here for a while with these signs, and the whole thing has been, you know, we should be arrested under city ordinance, which now trumps the Constitution for holding a sign and daring to speak out. But we were standing around. I was speaking to a few individuals from the press, but this one individual, was watching me for a while, and he came up, and he just kind of patted me on the shoulder. He said, hey, I'm a big fan of you and Alex. Can I tell you something off the record in confidence? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you know, I know your track record. I know I can tell you this. They said, yes. So I said, okay, you know, what's going on? And they said, well, I was sent here from this major global wire, and they wanted me to talk about how you guys are crazy conspiracy theorists for denying the official story and all of that stuff. And he's like, but I know that you did that protest yesterday with the signs. And he's like, is that really true that you could be arrested for having a sign? And I said, well, yeah, it is. The actual police person told me.
It's in the Dallas Morning News.
It's in the Dallas Morning News. And he says, well, yeah. And he said, well, you know, I'm not from Dallas. This is so amazing to me. He's like, did you see they're paving over the X where JFK was shot? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I want to tell you this. This is all off record. I'm going to protect him because he's actually a good journalist. He said, I'm going to write a good piece about you guys. He said, I'm going to do the best I can because they want me to come and just talk about how crazy you are for denying it, talk about how the facts are on their side and how we're denying the government story. He said, I've never seen anything like this. He said, even just questioning the government now, it's like you're supposed to be some type of lunatic. He was sent out to defame us.
Tell folks about it.
Yeah, exactly. He was sent out to talk about how insane we were for questioning what 90% of the nation already questions. But then his whole thing was, wait a minute, they're not even here about that. They're here for the free speech issue. He sees them covering up the X marks the spot on the assassination attempt. He saw the police come like a phalanx troops from ancient Greek just marching up to arrest Alex for daring to speak out yesterday.
We have that video. We're going to get up tonight. Look, there they are covering it right now. They keep talking, but show the X. Look, they're covering it.
They're covering the X, and he came over to me and he said, you know, I've been in this country for a while, and I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this. He was absolutely blown away, scared even, and he was just telling me, yeah, they want me to go and make a big deal out of this, say you're conspiracy theorists, but I've been talking to you. I've been following your stuff. You guys are right on. And I said, you know, you're actually a real journalist. And he said, well, thank you. The problem is being a real journalist is hard now because if I submit this story and actually talk, you know, about the reality of it, they might not approve it. So I hope to God that actual story gets out and hope he's not squelched because it's a major wire.
Here's a big secret. I've been told by huge national writers. They go, look, I like you. I know it's true. They're so evil above me that I'm going to write a super sarcastic, nasty hate piece about you. That'll actually backfire. How's that sound? I go, I get it. So the writers are smart and sophisticated, and their idiot bosses let them do it, and all the comments are against it. So people are rebelling against this Ceausescu, Kim Jong-un crap on every front.
Well, they also know that Gallup polls show less than 20% actually trust the mainstream media. So they're also looking at it in a way. I think he was also angling at the fact that he knows his career is dying, and he's kind of angling.
He's damned if he does, damned if he does, or doesn't.
And he wants to really join in with us because this is the emerging new real media, and he sees that. He's a smart guy. I mean, a lot of these press individuals, all of them filming us right now, are pretty smart, and they understand that their major corporations they're working for that are government-funded are tanking, and they're going under. I mean, there's a reason they're also filming us, because this is the reality of what's going on. They're talking, you know, they're sitting around waiting around for the official story people to come out and tout their nonsense when we're actually making change.
They're waiting for the great and powerful Oz to announce that Lee Harvey Oswald did it, and Obamacare's free, and it works great, and everything's fine. The dollar's not being devalued, and banker bailouts aren't a scam, and everything's wonderful. Don't listen to the bad conspiracy theorists. Don't think for yourself. I am the great and powerful Oz of Belo Corporation in Dallas, and we've been covering this up for 50 years, and you will get in line and do what we say. But everyone's deserting him en masse. Mainstream media's got 16% approval rating in Gallup. 16%. Alternative media over 70. And again, they can't stop us. Internet censorship, nothing. I want more media. I want freedom for my children. I'm not in competition. I'm in competition against tyranny to bring it down. That's the mission. That's the goal. And it's exciting. David Knight, your take on this. Leanne McAdoo, whoever wants to pop in here. Leanne, we're going to talk to David Knight in a moment. Great job holding that sign up. Get you already. Take over for her. Leanne, what is your take being here?
I can't believe we infiltrated that. That was amazing. And all the mainstream media back here.
I'd be amazed that we got to go on public property. Oh, my God, the police let us on public property. I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying we should be able to go in there and do anything we want. We should be able to go to the event. I mean, they shouldn't gate off the whole public.
We should be able to shoot the moon.
Yeah, we should be able to shoot the moon. I mean,
why do they only want Dallas residents inside the gate? And I'm amazed that they just said, well, wow, when the mainstream media, they all kind of looked and pointed their cameras and went, hey, why didn't we get to get inside of there?
Yeah, they were all going, why are they in there? Oh, my God.
Because we don't follow orders.
And then they call the police.
No, here's why. They don't want to arrest us and give us the attention. In fact, I wish I wouldn't have left last night because that was a lowest level order to get me arrested. And that was a lower level order. And I'm sure that they put the kibosh on it later. But anyways, how long do we have till we got a break, Knight?
We've got about 9 minutes, Alex. You know,
all right, let's go over here. Go ahead. I'm going to walk over some police, but you go ahead and make your point. Make it just a moment because they see me.
Sure.
Hi, officers. How you doing? Hi, ma'am. How you doing? Hi, how you doing, sir? Hey, how's it going? Hi, I'm Alex Jones. Can we shake hands? What's your name? Hey, Chris. We're broadcasting worldwide. How you doing today?
Wonderful. I don't do
interviews. You don't do interviews? Well, we're just here hanging out because I heard there's an ordinance that we can't hang out or hand out flyers or have signs. Is that true?
Nope.
That's not true, but the mayor said so.
You'd have to talk to the mayor then, wouldn't you?
Oh, he doesn't like what the mayor did. See, the police are not enforcing what the mayor's doing. That cop just gave me the look. They're like, yes, we're not going to arrest people for handing out flyers. And that's why you got to push tyrants, folks, is to make the police have a debate about following Kim Jong-un, North Korean-level garbage. You have to force them and push them so that in their own system, in government corporations everywhere, our own families, we have to push for what's right so there's an internal debate about it and so that justice can then come out with a moral high ground. But if you never take the field, all you do is lose. And that's what we're doing here. Let's talk to some more folks. Come on with me. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you. Hey, officer, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones. How you doing? Enjoying the weather today? So, expecting a big crowd tomorrow? Well, anyways, the officers aren't very talkative today. Oh, boy. Well, anyways, I wonder when will the mayor be here? Does anybody know when his illustrious Kim Jong-un... Isn't that the new mayor of Dallas, Kim Jong-un? Like, only you're allowed to only have stuff he approves? Where is Kim Jong-un? Because I'm looking for him, but I can't find him. There's some of the mainstream media. There is a statue of Kim Jong-un, the grandson of the immortal founder of North Korea. And we are here at North Korea on the Trinity River in northeast Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, with all these thought criminals who are standing against Ceausescu, I meant Stalin, I meant Mao, I meant Hitler, I meant the mayor. Anyways, David Knight, you were trying to say something.
You know, Alex, I have absolutely no doubt that if you were standing there by yourself without all those cameras around you, they would have you on the ground beating and tasing you right now. It shows the importance of the First and the Second Amendment. We saw that when we went down to the Alamo. We saw people rallying for the open carry down there, and we saw the police leaving them alone. And they had previously arrested several people for lawful open carry. But when they had 1,000 people down there doing open carry, they left everybody alone. As the crowd began to thin out,
that's right,
they came after individuals. There's strength in numbers. That's why people need to stand up, and they need to come out, and they need to protest the suppression of the First Amendment now.
I agree, folks. Elvis is here. Let's go talk to him. Absolutely. You use it or you lose it. A free people will be free. A nation of sheep. Elvis, you're still alive. Ladies and gentlemen, we found the real Elvis. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, that's when we were in a public place, Elvis. Where have you been hiding all these years? Oh, my gosh, it's the real Elvis. How many attacks have you had today, sir? Anyways, for folks that don't know Elvis lore, that's how many fruit cocktails he took of different drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. David Knight is running the command base. We are in orbit in Dallas. Here on the 50th anniversary coming up in less than 24 hours. And they've got some live boomboxing going on here. David, again, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, it's just amazing, and this is nothing new. We've seen that they've weaponized the term conspiracy theorist. That was done in reaction to people wanting to find the truth about the JFK assassination, not believing the improbable, impossible stories that they're being fed by the official government story. That's something that's been happening a long time. Operation Mockingbird was also a CIA operation to get the editors to try to do character assassination. We've got about 5 minutes.
You know what? Robert Groden yesterday, we tried to interview him but had technical difficulties. We've had unbelievable good connection today. Let's bring in the cameras, do a five-minute interview with him. We'll go to break, do some final interviews, and let you cover other news in the next hour. And then, of course, we're going to have live streams today from like 4 to 6:30 or so with the march. We need everybody to come out to that. That is essential for free speech. Robert Groden, good to see you. I haven't seen you in years.
How you been?
Good. Good to see you, brother. Well, you've got the floor. I want you to talk about whatever you want for 5 minutes till we go to break. The police threatened to arrest us last night. They backed off now. Thanks to your work, your lawsuits, all of it, it looks like by exercising the First Amendment, we are recapturing it.
Let's hope so. You know, 3 years ago, they threw me in jail for just sitting here talking about the assassination. And it's been 3 years now. We still haven't gotten into court on it yet, but the case is alive. And
again, you're one of the leading JFK researchers in the world.
All right.
That's what I've been told.
I'm just introducing you to the folks out there.
Thanks, Alex.
Give folks your website.
The website is jfkmurder.com.
Okay, now break down the essence of what's happened on the 50th anniversary coming up tomorrow. I mean, you're on national transmission. Tell folks what the essence of it.
Well, very simply, the city of Dallas wants to keep people with our viewpoint out of Dealey Plaza. They have taken a federal landmark and illegally closed it off to the public. They're only allowing people in who they think ought to be here, their own people. And they've allowed a total of 5,000 people in. They've had over 15,000 requests. So there's going to be at least 10,000 people that are going to be disappointed.
It's amazing. But they were threatening to arrest me last night. Now they've backed off handing out flyers. What do you think's happened?
Well, I think that the bad publicity is finally getting to them. They're realizing that they're living up to their stereotype. And it's not a good thing for the city, and it's not a good thing for those who care about what happened to President Kennedy.
What is their stereotype?
The stereotype is, back then in 1963, 64, the city of hate. Well, that's pretty much the way it is now. They're trying to keep people out of here who have been dealing with this for the last 49 years.
What is this bizarre patching up where they shot him, and it makes it look worse? It's bizarre. It's like mental illness.
Well, 19 years ago when I moved to Dallas, I put X's down in the street showing where the bullets struck, first and last. And they've been down here for 19 years. Now, all of a sudden, for the event here, they dug up those parts of the street.
But before, all it was I guess, paint or something. Why cut the whole street up and make it look horrible? It's like crazy.
Well, it gives them an excuse, I suppose. What a representative of the city said is they didn't want people tripping over the X, which was about a millimeter deep. What it was tape. It was never paint. It was tape.
That's right, tape. But kind of, I guess, cooked down by the sun.
That's correct.
Man, I tell you, I'm still working on that film you're in. It's going to come out someday. You're doing such great work with everything. But I tell you, I mean, we've talked to international media, major wires who've been told to demonize us for questioning the official liars. And it's even freaking mainstream media out how controlled this is.
Well, you know, that's what I've been dealing with out here in the plaza for the last 19 years. The point is that the people, you see all the people that are around here, hundreds, thousands of them, they know the truth. They know there was a conspiracy, and they're here because of that.
The average poll shows 80 to 90%, as you know, don't believe the official story. Even the Secretary of State's come out and said he doesn't buy it because he knows how asinine it is to, you know, to say it does it. They've lost the war to cover this up. But talking to people here in the last few decades, working with Oliver Stone here on the film, JFK, what percentage don't believe the official story?
Well, as far as I understand it, it's 85 to 90%. It may be greater than that.
That's what we see in the index of hundreds of polls.
That's true. You know, sometime after the movie JFK was released, it was much greater than that. It was 95% or greater, the same percentage of proof of conspiracy.
You're a top consultant on that. Well, Mr. Grudden, we're going to be out here tomorrow interviewing you live for extended coverage. God bless you. Thanks for talking to us. And thanks for being out here, folks.
Yeah.
The truth's coming out, and nothing can stop it. The more they try to suppress it, the more it will rise. Operation Liberty Rising from Dealey Plaza, 50-year anniversary, starts now. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in Austin, and Alex is in Dallas, and he's walking around and reporting on the suspension of free speech, the control of speech in Dallas. Alex, you there?
It, absolutely, but it didn't work. It totally backfired. Almost everyone I've talked to does not buy into the official story. And look, you have the mainstream state-run media here. Give me shots of this, Josh. Come on in here, my friend. Got a lot of other media following us. You've got the state-run media all waiting to get their corporate talking points. Let's go down here. You've got them already behind the grassy knoll, behind the famous picket fence, to fire their propaganda out worldwide against the people of the world. I guess that bird right there didn't know that he needed a permit to be back there, and of course they won't give you a permit. This is absolutely incredible. This is absolutely amazing. And so what I'm going to do now is tell the corporate mainstream media that we are awake to their activities and that we are done with them, and that the people are aware of them reading off scripts and only putting out the official lie that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. We are awake, and we are here to tell you that the mainstream media is dying because the people know you are state-run corporate media. Bottom line, you're a fraud, and you're a joke, and you're collapsing, and you and the government will never shut down the true alternative media. You're done, and all your fraud is coming down like Humpty Dumpty. The people are waking up through the corporate, government-funded, state-run media. Infowars.com, 104.1, taking the airwaves back, 104.1.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Give them some more. Give them some more, brother. Tell them the people are waking up. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a big effect here today. What do you think of that, David?
That's great, Alex. I'm sure that
the mayor said he would clap anybody in irons did that.
That's right. They put people in boxes at political conventions now, and whenever they have a commemoration of the assassination, they don't want anybody talking about anything other than their controlled media. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, let me see if I can interview with this officer. Hey, how you doing, sir? How's the weather today? Oh, well, I'm an average slave who pays his salary. Well, actually, writes me tickets to get that. But we're here, and the godlike police are here, and they're not talking to us. Hey, how you doing today, sir?
Doing good?
Good. Well, here you are. We're absolutely taking free speech back on 104.1. We are absolutely, with the flyers and everything else, taking everything back. And we are here. The mayor said there's no free speech. This is North Korea, that it's the capital of North Korea, and it's not. It's Texas. And there are a lot of good people in this town who don't want to be slaves. So the police just act so upset when I try to talk to them. Because it's so abnormal to, like, actually want to talk to a god. It's kind of like in Ghostbusters when she says, "Are you a god?" I go, "No, then die." Because that's basically what's going on here. Let me tell you, let's get McBreen over here. Darren McBreen reporting for Infowars.com, the nightly news. Darren, what's your take on how they're totally backing off now on violating the First Amendment? Everybody's got to get out for the rally that starts at 4, then we march down here at 5 in Dallas tonight. In fact, dude, what's the name of that park again? It's listed on Infowars. Ferris Park. Ferris Park. Everybody, 4 o'clock. Try to get off work early. We're going to march at 5 down to Dealey Plaza and retake the right of assembly. Darren, take us out to break.
All right, this is backfiring on them big time. That's what I say, because everybody I've talked to so far, a lot of people are on the fence. They're not sure if Oswald acted alone, so to speak. But now they're wondering why the censorship. They're wondering why the barricades. They're wondering what the government has to hide.
Well, the government has nothing to hide. I mean, the government literally... Well, when the government goes to the bathroom, it creates gold coins. I mean, they made the earth.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ index. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.